Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Our Father, hallelujah, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We come to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we are rejoicing and celebrating in a brand new day that the Lord God, He has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, He is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We indeed want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. If this is your first time with us, we pray that it will not be your last time with us. Amen. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, is the server. Amen. Glory be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we will be celebrating our 12th year anniversary. Amen. In another couple months. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. We pray that everyone is excited. Amen. Hallelujah. In the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. That no matter what you're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Could be worse, number one. And it's going to be better. Hallelujah. Let me reverse that. Amen. It's going to be better, number one. And it could be worse. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will always be God. That beside Him, there is none other. Amen. And amen. All right. All right. All right. All right. We are still moving forward. Amen. With the men of the Bible. And we want to thank God because we have so many stories to tell. Matter of fact, everybody has one. Everybody has one, but the unique thing about, amen, the stories in the Bible is that although everybody has a story to tell, we can all relate to their story one way or another, one way or another, for the good, for the bad, for the bitter, for the sweet, we can all relate, amen, and so that's a good thing, amen, hallelujah, we can become better. Amen. Because of somebody else's experience, somebody else's story, somebody else. Amen. So God in all of His wisdom It's going to be a beautiful day, beloved, when we get to see him face to face. I'm telling you, he's just an awesome God. But the beautiful part is God has placed himself in us. So if he's awesome, so are you. Amen and amen. This morning, we want to take a look. Now, this Bible character here, we could really come and teach and elaborate on him of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I mean, we can come and talk about this particular Bible character every week and still would not have enough to say. Amen. Because God has a lot to say about him, and he has a vast story. So, amen. We know we can't tell it all in, you know, 20 minutes or so, but, you know, we want to thank God, amen, for this man, amen, who happened to be okay with God. He was okay with God. Let's put it that way. We're talking about King David. David. Amen. And coming to us this morning, amen, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a young man who loves the Lord. A man who is committed, amen, to living for Jesus, following Jesus, amen, focused on Jesus, amen, a newlywed, yes, glory be to God, took him a wife, glory be, he said, I ain't living in sin, he said, I'm going to do this thing God's way, and God's going to help me, and guess what, God is going to help him too, because he's helping him already, a man with a bright future, future, very intelligent, amen, very kind, loving, respectful spirit, amen, and so it is a pleasure, amen, to have him come, amen, glory be to God, he is no stranger to this ministry, amen, he is our sister Gwendolyn and brother Davis, amen, grandson, amen, sister Felicia's son, amen, our brother Jordan Davis, amen, so we thank God for him. We thank God for him. Glory be to God. I consider him my son. And glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I didn't have any sons. Amen. I had 3 beautiful daughters. Amen. But, amen, I consider him my son. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, amen, we want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our minister, amen, every born-again believer is a minister, amen, especially those who follow Christ. Let me put it this way. Every believer who follows Christ is a minister. So let me clarify that, amen. Coming to us this morning, amen, our minister Jordan Davis, amen, that we might, amen, receive him this morning, amen, for his grace and for his abilities, amen. And amen. Good morning, Brother Jordan. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well. Thank you. Amen. You sound good, sound nice and strong, and sound like you're ready like Freddy. God bless you, Mr. Newlywed. Amen. Thank you for being here today. Amen. We've been waiting patiently for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to now give you the floor, and the floor is absolutely yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to start off by just praying real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for just waking us all up this morning. Just giving us the honor and privilege to just be alive and just living. Dear Lord, I just pray right now that you just, your Holy Spirit would just intercede on my behalf and that you would just use me as a vessel to deliver your word in an honest, open, and appropriate way, Lord. I just thank you, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, I have the honor and privilege of sharing with you all about the life and character of King David. So King David is one of the most prominent figures in the Bible. He is actually the second most written about person in the Bible, following after Jesus. David was born in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. He was the youngest of seven sons from his father Jesse's house. And you can find the whole story of King David in 1st and 2nd Samuel all the way through 1st Kings. And you can also find his story in 1st Chronicles in the Old Testament. So by this point in the scriptures, the people of Israel had already anointed Saul as the very first king of Israel. On the outside looking in, Saul was what you would want in a leader. He was tall, charming, and had leadership abilities. But King Saul would eventually fall from grace due to his pride and disobedience to God. So as a result, God rejects Saul from reigning over Israel, as we see in 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. The Lord then sends the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse to look for a new king to anoint amongst Jesse's sons. When Samuel arrives to meet Jesse, he brings out all of his sons except for David. All of his sons were soldiers and were very big in stature, but David was the youngest and smallest of his siblings. He was basically looked at as the runt of the litter. He stayed in the field and tended to the sheep, which was his everyday job, while his brothers went to go meet Prophet Samuel. I'm sure Jesse thought there was no way God would anoint David as king, so he didn't even bother bringing him to meet Samuel. But one by one, God rejected each brother until Samuel had to ask for them to bring out his final son, which was David. When Samuel saw David, he saw that he was a young, handsome man, basically a pretty boy. But the Lord told him that he was the one that he wanted to anoint as king over Israel. Which leads me to my first point. God does not look at outward appearance. He looks at the heart. The prophet Samuel was expecting God to choose a king similar to King Saul. He was looking to choose one of Jesse's bigger sons, which would make logical sense, but that was not the case. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, we read, "For the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Paul even writes in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, "After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He would do everything I want him to do.'" No one expected David to be anointed king. On the surface, he was last in line. He was the outcast in the group. But God knew that David had the heart of a man he was looking for to lead his people in Israel. My question to you is, in what areas in life are you spending more time judging the outward appearance? It's so easy for us to judge and criticize people based on what we see on the exterior, not knowing that that same person God is looking to anoint or use for his glory. Or maybe you might feel unworthy or not good enough in a particular area God wants to use you in. Just remember that God is looking at your heart and your willingness to take that first step. Now, getting back to the story, after David is anointed by Samuel, he has his first encounter with King Saul when an evil spirit from the Lord oppresses him. David was not only a shepherd boy, but he was also a great musician and a great performer. So one of Saul's servants recommended to bring David in to play the harp every time Saul was troubled with the evil spirit. King Saul had no idea that the young man playing the harp for him would be the same person that would take his spot as king. This is bringing me to my next point, which I got from Pastor Michael Todd, which is, you must serve the anointing before you can be the anointed. Everything that God does, he does with intention and with purpose. I believe God puts David in front of King Saul for a reason. He wanted David to be a servant to the king first to prepare him to take his spot. while serving Saul, David was in the perfect environment to learn what it means to be a king. Although he was only serving the king as a mere musician, he got to see what to do and what not to do as a king before stepping into that position and responsibility. Before God can place us in leadership in any capacity or increase our influence, he wants to see how willing we are to serve the ones he has already put in authority. So moving forward, we see David, having the heart of God, continue to be a great servant to King Saul, even becoming one of his most fearless warriors. At this time in the scriptures, King Saul and the Israelites were battling with the Philistines, which were their longtime enemies. The Philistines had a great giant warrior by the name of Goliath, who was roughly 10 feet tall and was greatly feared amongst the nation of Israel. David, being one of the smallest and youngest, was the only one with enough heart to step up to Goliath, and he was able to kill him with just one shot from a slingshot and one stone. David possessed no fear because his faith was so big in God. From that point on, David became a mighty warrior and would go on to kill thousands, tens of thousands of Philistines in battle. The people of Israel would view David as a national hero, and he grew in fame and in power. Eventually, King Saul would grow envious of David and feared that he would soon take his spot as king, even though he was a great servant to him. King Saul hated David so much that he sought to kill him at every chance that he got. This led David to flee from King Saul in the wilderness as he tried to hunt him down and kill him. But every time, the Lord kept David protected and far from danger. During King Saul's hunt for David's life, David was the one that actually had two perfect opportunities to kill the king, but he chose to spare his life because David loved and respected King Saul, and he knew he was still God's anointed king over Israel. Although King Saul had become David's greatest enemy, he still loved his enemy. And this really shows the type of character and love for God and righteousness that David had. While David was in exile, King Saul and his sons ended up dead while in a bloody battle with the Philistines. King Saul actually committed suicide by falling on his own sword. So David gets word the king is dead and returns to the city of Hebron in Judah, where the people gathered together and anoint him as king over Judah. But David still has to fight his way in battle to become king over all of Israel due to opposition from the King Saul's remaining army and his remaining followers. David will end up defeating the house of Saul's army and is anointed king over all of Israel. While king over Israel, David is responsible for a lot of great accomplishments. David ended up conquering the city of Jerusalem from the Jebusites, which were of the Canaanites. He then named it the city of David while making it the capital of Israel. To this day, Jerusalem is Israel's most sacred and holy city. Because of King David's good character and expertise in battle, God chose to bless him and expand his kingdom, which leads me to my next point. God wants to use your gifts and expand your territory. The Lord wants us to submit to his authority and lay down our own desires to be used by God so that we can be used to grow his kingdom here on earth. Before King David, Israel was a divided nation that was surrounded by many hostile tribes. Due to King David's faith and trust in God, God was able to use him as a king to can make Israel a mighty nation in which other nations feared. King David became one of the mightiest rulers in all of the East. David was also responsible for bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to the people of Israel. And the Ark of the Covenant was a small box containing the original Ten Commandments established by God through Moses. The Ark of the Covenant had been in the hands of the Philistines prior to David becoming king. At that time, the Ark of the Covenant was believed to be the only place where the presence of the Lord could be found. So God was very pleased with David. So he blessed him and his offspring, as written in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. It reads, "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Throne will be established forever." This was very sacred to God and the people of Israel, which will later lead to King Solomon building the temple to the house of the Ark of the Covenant permanently in Jerusalem. David will go on to continue his kingdom, conquering many great nations like the Ammonites and the Assyrians. King David possessed great wealth from all the surrounding nations. He had many wives who gave birth to many children during his reign as king, including having his son, which ended up being King Solomon. But David would end up getting comfortable and committing one major sin that would cause his demise and affect the whole nation of Israel, which leads me to my final point. Don't let one sin block your blessing. 2 Samuel chapter 11 reads, "In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israel army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Raba, but David remained in Jerusalem." So while in Jerusalem, David would spot a beautiful woman bathing by the name of Bathsheba. David inquired about the woman and found out she was married to Uriah, which was one of David's soldiers in the army. He was still going to commit adultery with her, even impregnating her. Instead of quickly repenting of his sin, David goes all the way to set Uriah up to die in the frontline battle so that he can make Bathsheba his wife. This caused God to be highly upset with David for what he had done. This whole act of disobedience could have been avoided if King David would have been where he was supposed to be, which was fighting at war with his army. Notice in verse 11 it says, "In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David remained in Jerusalem." I wonder if David already planned his sin out in his mind before he acted on with Bathsheba. I believe he intentionally separated himself from his army so he could create the environment to give into his temptation and his lust. How often do we place ourselves in isolation before we give into temptation and sin? Isolation can lead to temptation. Temptation can lead to sin. And sin can lead to destruction. I also wonder why King David didn't just choose to repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness after he had an affair with Bathsheba. I wonder, was David more concerned with how the people viewed him? And I wonder if he let that get in his way. But we read in 2 Kings, chapter 12, verse 11, the Lord speaks to the prophet Nathan as he goes to reprove King David, saying, "Out of your own house, I am going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all of Israel. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this, you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die. Shortly after, Bathsheba and David's baby would die after becoming critically ill. Bathsheba later gives birth to Solomon, who will be King David's successor to the throne after he dies. Later on in the story, we find out that King David's son, Amnon, ends up raping his sister, Tamar. This causes King David's other son, Absalom, to kill Amnon, causing great division within his own household, as the Lord had warned previously. Absalom was charismatic and loved among the people of Israel. He would go on to betray his father and cause a great revolt against King David. Absalom's army grew mightily in number and in power. He even ended up sleeping with King David's wives on the roof in front of all the people of Israel, just as the Lord warned David. Eventually, Absalom is defeated by King David and his army led by Joab. Joab orders for Absalom to be put to death for what he did, although David did not want him to die. David ends up continuing his reign over Israel all the way until he dies at the age of 70. King David reigned over Israel for 40 years. 7 years as king over Judah, and 33 years as king over all of Israel. Before David dies, he anoints his son Solomon to be king over all of Israel. Although David was used by God and built a great kingdom, he would eventually fall to his own pride and greed. God is a loving and forgiving God, but we still have to pay consequences for our sins. King David's abuse of power and his sin and lust with Bathsheba ends up leading to the downfall of his great and mighty kingdom. And with that being said, back to you, Pastor Bradford.
Amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord, amen, for a spirit of excellence. Amen, my brother, amen. When we hear you speak, amen, our future, you represent our future. You represent the future of the kingdom, the future of this ministry, the future, amen, and this crazy generation that we're living in. And we hear you speaking with such excellence and such thorough researching. I mean, you just crossed your T's and dotted your I's. And we just celebrate, amen, the spirit of God in you. Amen. And your desire to let God work. Amen. And I'm telling you, I have a book full of notes here. Amen. David was the youngest and the smallest. Woo! See, you can't despise youth, beloved. You can't despise youth. Sometimes folks look down on young people. You better start looking up. Amen. Hallelujah. God looks at the heart. David was the least expected. Beloved, sometimes God will use the least expected. Hallelujah. And this is why, as our brother Jordan said, we need to stop judging people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Let me see else I got here. Hallelujah. He was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. And Todd, I don't listen to Todd that much, but I think I'm going to start listening to Todd a little bit more. Amen. You must serve the anointed before you can be the anointed. That's a principle. That's a principle, beloved. Glory be to God, because if you serve, you'll lead. But people want to lead without serving. Amen. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, just say, how willing are we to serve those who God has put in it? Before you can be given authority, amen, you must be willing to serve those who God has placed in authority. Another great principle. Another great principle. My God. Hallelujah. David grew in fame and power. And we see here, when God's hand is upon you, beloved, it's just a matter of time. Amen. You're going to grow in fame and in power. Amen. Hallelujah. And God gives us the ability to grow and to prosper. David loved his enemies. That's what probably gave him that super duper heart that impressed God. Amen. Well, another thing that you said, brother, you said, even though, check this out, David was anointed, called by God, chosen by God, but David still had to fight. See, believers don't want to fight. That's why they're losing. He had to fight the good fight of faith. Well, I'm anointed. No, you better fight. Glory be to God. I tell you, I love this here. David had major and numerous victories. Amen. You said that God wants to expand our gifts, talents, and territories. Amen. And that is so true, because he said our gifts will make room for us. We talked about that all last week. Amen. Expanding our capacity. Amen. Increasing our territory and expanding us. That's what God wants to do. That's God's will. Ben, you really hit it, brother. You said, don't let one sin block your blessing. That one sin. And sometimes people look at, well, I'm only doing this. I'm only doing that. And that's the one that's messing you up. Don't let that one sin. This, but Brother Paul said, this one thing I do. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I feel something on that one thing. I go in meditation. That might be my message on Sunday. Okay. Now, you said another thing. You said, go where you need to be. David wasn't where he needed to be. He was supposed to be at war, but he was over there peeping. Beloved, we need to get up and go where we need to be. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I like this. This good preaching stuff here. Amen. Isolation leads to sin, and sin leads to destruction, because the wages of sin is death. Woo. And then you wrapped it up, amen, by saying the consequences of sin. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The choice is ours, but the consequences belong to God. And it's such a shame that David didn't have to, you know, bring that upon himself and his family. The devil had nothing to do with what David went through, as you expounded. He had nothing to do with his children and his son having sex with his wives and one killing the other. All this destruction in David's family, the devil had nothing to do with it. Beloved, we giving the devil credit for what the devil ain't got nothing to do with. It's the consequences of your sin, the consequences of your parents' sins, your grandparents' sins. Consequences. It's called collateral damage. When we sin, we just don't affect us. We affecting our children, our grandchildren, and our legacy to come. We brought the curse. See, it's time to get rid of it. Hallelujah. Brother. Hallelujah. It's good. I like this type of teaching, because it just stirs something up in me. Iron sharpens iron. Amen. God bless you. I'm stirred up here now. you know, started something. Congratulations again, Mr. Newlywed. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to Amen. Give the floor back to you for another minute or two. If there's any announcements you want to say, any testimonies, anything, amen, pertaining to what's happening in ministry, as far as your vibe, married life, work, anything, in the community, any announcements at all, or testimonies or anything, brother, you're not obligated, but if you desire, please feel free.
Yeah. I just want to just thank you again for letting me get this opportunity to share on your platform. I guess the testimony is just I'm just excited and just grateful and thankful that, as you said before, I was able to get married and just marry my beautiful wife, Tior, in August. And everything is going pretty good. And it's just a blessing. As the word says, blessed is a man who finds a wife. So it's truly a blessing.
Amen. And beloved, his beautiful wife was with us last week as she spoke on Joseph. For those of you who was here, if not, you can pull it up in the archive and look at this young couple. Amen. Glory be to God. Still on their honeymoon. but they took time out. Amen. To lift up Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Working together in ministry, working together. Amen. So keep Jordan and Tior lifted in prayer, covered in prayer. The devil would love to trample on them. The devil would love to steal their testimony and their joy and their peace and their destiny. But we say, not so. It shall not prosper and it shall not come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you again. Amen. Brother Jordan, that was excellent. Absolutely excellent. Amen. Not only your research, but your delivery. Amen. Just excellent. Then your wife came forth last week with that spirit of excellence. Now the two of y'all together, glory be, can tear Satan's kingdom down. And you will do that in Jesus' name. God bless you again. Amen. Thank you for serving. And thank you for giving me some good preaching stuff. When I come to hear me, and you might say, hey, that sound like something I said. I said, that's right. That's right. That's what I got that from you. Thank you, Brother Jordan. God bless you. Amen. And amen.
I did have some prayer requests.
Yes, absolutely. Please.
I just ask that you just continue to pray for my mom and her health, that God will strengthen her heart. And I also pray that for my sister, Jalisa, as she's dealing with some just mental health issues. I just pray for just health and restoration for my sister, Jalisa. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. We have our sister Felicia on the prayer altar, where we will continue, amen, to lift her up and her the condition of her heart, amen, and our sister Jalisa, amen, also, amen, for her mental conditions, amen, because God is a God of the heart and of the mind, amen, glory be to God, and the body, the soul, and the spirit, amen. So, yes, we will lift up your prayer requests. In Jesus' name, amen. And pray for you and your wife, amen. We're going to keep the two of you in prayer so y'all can stay glued together, amen, to death do you part, and you ain't going nowhere no time soon, amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you, brother. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Our brother Jordan Davis. Amen. Our Philadelphia. Amen. If we have any young people out there in the audience, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Maybe you want Brother Jordan and his wife to order. Amen. Give some encouraging words to your young, to your group. Glory be to God. Maybe some of you parents out there. Amen. Spread the word to your, amen, young children and grandchildren and neighbors. Amen. Let them know that they're not the only young people serving the Lord. Amen. We have Brother Jordan and Sister Tior, young people, Pastor Erica, young people. Amen. The Lord has everybody, all the young people not out there acting crazy and rambunctious. Beloved, we see, amen, it's a diabolical download, amen, that has been given to this generation. And we see it in the craziness that's going on. It's just like absolutely crazy, like rowdy, no manners. It's all satanic. It's satanic, see, to demolish this generation. But it's not going to happen. Because God has, amen, a church within the church. He has a group of young people such as Brother Jordan and Tior and Tavera, amen, and Erica and other young people, beloved, amen, that's living for God. They're not following, they're living for God. And young people attract young people. And when I saw how they tore up that wah-wah and the things that they did yesterday on the news, glory be to God. I said, but you know what? Watch. God is going to cause a revival. And he's going to use young people to draw other young people. Now you watch. These same young people that's acting crazy for the devil, I decree and declare that these young people are going to be shouting in the Holy Ghost for Jesus. And God is going to do it. And we're going to pray until it takes place. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, beloved, I believe we have a birthday today. Let's see. I believe it's right. I think it's right because I think it's Brother Jerome Norwood. And then my birthday is tomorrow. And then I believe Thursday is my son-in-law, my oldest son-in-law, because since I have two son-in-laws, Eric. So I think that's the right order. Okay, so just let me make sure. If not, amen, we correct it. Let me see. Is our brother Jerome Norwood on the line today?
Yes, good morning. I am on the line today.
Good morning, Brother Jerome Norwood. How are you? Happy birthday. I'm trying to find a birthday song. Wait a minute. Give me 1 minute. Amen. Let's give about 30 seconds. I just want to share some love to you. Amen. And appreciation to you for the man that you are. Amen. The husband that you are. The servant that you are. Glory be to God. The friend that you are. Your special day. So let's just hit about 30 seconds of this.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
All right. Brother Jerome Norwood, amen. We want to thank God for you, man of God, amen, and your godly example, amen, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a God man, amen, what it means to be, amen, a man that loves his wife, amen. What a wonderful example you could be for Brother Jordan and the other men that don't know how, from what I hear, from your wife, amen, the good father that you are, amen, to your children, and just an example of what it means, amen, to be a kingdom man, amen. And we want to thank God for your support to this ministry, mostly in the background, but encouraging your wife, amen, to become the beautiful flower that she is and still becoming, amen, the strength behind her, the wind beneath her wings, amen. And you know, just wonderful. You know, when I think about godly marriages, you and your wife are one of the ones that I think about, talk about as examples. And so we just want to thank God, amen, that you are a part, amen, of this ministry, have been for years and years and years, you know, one of our greatest supporters, amen. And so we thank God for you. We thank God for you. And so from me, amen, Apostle Bradford, amen, and representing the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, I just want to wish you the best. I think we're around the same age, too. I think we're around the same age, amen. But nevertheless, I pray that this birthday is the best out of all the birthdays you have known and experienced, that God would do something special, 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 special for you, amen. But yet, as you continue to serve in the Lord's kingdom, I pray that this birthday will be at the bottom of the list for all the ones to come. It just keep getting greater and greater and bigger and better, amen. So we just want to say happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. God bless you. And at this time, if you desire to say anything, the floor is yours. You're not under any obligation, but if you would like to express, say anything, please feel free to.
Thank you, Ms. Bradford, and thank you for all those kind words. And yes, I must be obligated to say something, for God allowed me to be living today, not for me, but as Tanya's husband, as I continue to do that role in life and continue to be a man of God, coming off of Marriage Advance that church just had this weekend for married couples, where we had over 100 married couples, and love of brothers came up to me and said, "So you are Tanya's husband?" I said, "Yes, I'm annoying." That's my new name, and I met a gentleman whose name is Jerome. I call him the real Jerome. So we're coming off a fantastic experience this weekend, and I was blessed by my wife because she covered the cost for the event because she wanted to give me the best going-away gift for leaving age 66 to my new age. And my new age, God told me to come out more and talk to people more about, wow, what an experience to show the love of God to one another, to show the love of peace to one another, to be more godly men to one another and women, and to encourage those who need encouragement and to be disciplined. That's why I'm at this age, healthy and wise, to be disciplined in my eating, to be disciplined in my serving the Lord. So I just want to encourage all those out there, especially young couples. Yes, young couples, go out there and make a difference in the world. Be the man and woman that God calls you to be. If you have an issue in life, go to find that Bible verse to encourage yourself. That book is a powerful book. We would not, none of us would be here without that book. That's one of the best books in the world. Yeah, I listen to a lot of motivational tapes, but obviously the greatest book ever written is the Bible. So I just want to thank you, Ms. Bradford, as another September baby. Those September babies are some beautiful, happy babies, aren't they, that September baby? So
yeah.
We call for those to continue to grow in the Word of God and to grow with others. And when you meet someone, leave them feeling better than they are before they saw you. That's a simple message, and God wants us to do that. So, Father God, we thank you for this day. And, Father God, we call for you to continue to be holy, and we thank you for having your Son, Jesus Christ, die for our sin. And everyone have a blessed and awesome day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. God bless you. You know, 67 years ago, your mother and my mother was in labor around the same time. Around the same time. Your mother just beat my mother by a couple hours. Amen. Glory be to God. But and who would know? And who would know 67 years later, right, what God was up to? Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines. Amen. As we conclude, amen. If anybody would have any expressions, amen, to our brother Norwood, amen, feel free to do so. Amen. Before we open up the lines, I'm going to give the benediction in form of announcements. And I'm glad y'all got an opportunity to go away and your wife treated you to a lovely weekend. Amen. That is beautiful. It brings a smile to my face. It brings a smile to my face. And marriage is such a beautiful thing. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God for the time. Amen. That special time that you had together on the retreat. Amen. All right. So I guess, amen, I don't know if what we go, if Sister Norwood is not available at 12 o'clock, then it'll work out. It'll work out. We understand. Amen. But Lord's willing, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And back at 9. Amen. And then back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. Same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. So, Father God, we thank you for this beautiful, wonderful service with Brother Jordan, elaborating on King David, all the beautiful bullet points, Father God, that he shared with us today. Oh, Father, nuggets for us to meditate on today. Father God, we say thank you for him. Father God, God, you heard his prayer request. Father God, he is concerned about his mother. Father God, he loves his mother. He's honoring his mother, Father. And Father God, heal Felicia's heart. You are a heart regulator. You are a heart regulator. And so, Father God, we ask that you would turn her whole medical condition around for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise, that by the stripes of Jesus, Felicia is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name, not just Felicia, but Jalisa, his sister, Father God, we command the devil to take your hands off of Jalisa's mind. Take your hands off Jalisa's destiny. We decree and we declare that Jalisa has the mind of Christ, and her mind is renewed and stayed at peace because her mind is stayed on Jesus. Whatever the devil meant for evil, Father, Father God, we ask that you would come in and turn it around for good. And we say thank you for healing Felicia and Jalisa. Keep Jordan and Tior together. Help them, Father God, not to break up. No divorce, no separation, no premature death. Father God, no bad news. No. God, we ask that you would seal this marriage and their destiny. Father God, that they will be an example, Father God, to other young believers, other young married couples, that you don't have to shack and live in sin and live for the devil, but you can live for God and do it God's way and be blessed. Bless them, God. Father, show off on this couple. Father God, show other young people what you will do when we put you first. Bless them physically, spiritually, financially, and otherwise. Open doors of favor, Father, that will blow their minds and other people's minds too. And we say thank you for them, God. God, we thank you for this man of God and his birthday, Brother Norwood. Father God, we thank you, Father, for how he loves you and how he loves his wife as he loves himself. Father God, how he's striving, Father God, to walk, Father God, in the word, do it your way, Father God, and you've been upholding him, Father, and we thank you for continue, amen, hallelujah, to pour out your blessings upon this relationship, upon him, Father God. When you bless him, you bless his wife, Father God. We Father God, I was reading in my devotion this morning that, hallelujah, Mary, God bless Mary with Jesus. But he wasn't dealing with Mary. He was dealing with Joseph. He was talking to Joseph. Father God, because you need that covering. You need that man. Glory be to God. God, you have favor with the men. We say thank you for this relationship. And Father God, anybody coming up against this relationship, Father, we ask, Father God, that you would just destroy it, nip it in the bud, even right now. And we say thank you for open doors of favor. Meet every need in this marriage, physical, spiritual, financial, and otherwise. They too, Father God, are already an example to other couples of what God can do and will do when you put him first. And we say thank you. Give him a good birthday, a good birthday. It already started, Father God, with his weekend retreat. Now, Father God, may it continue between now and next September 27th, and keep going around and around and around and around, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. God, give us a good day today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father, meet us at the altar today, Father God, as we lift you up, hallelujah, and give you praise, glory, and honor. We want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father, as we seal this prayer, declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is absolutely the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen again.
All participants are unmuted.
All right. Bless the Lord. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a fantastic day, a glorious day. In Jesus' name, amen. And the floor is open. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If anyone desires to, amen, share, amen, to the birthday king. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Yes.
Good morning.
Praise God. Happy birthday to the year. Happy birthday, my good brother. Happy birthday. I just want to thank you, my brother, for being there always, lifting me up. I just appreciate your family. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when your son speak as well and shared the word as well as he did today. So I see that as another gift, another candle on your cake. And I just thank God for you, good brother, because you're truly one of the brothers that are doing God's work and making God's kingdom available for those who want to receive it. So peace and blessings. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And without question, you and your partner are flying way beyond the heavens. So to God be the glory. Get another one. Take care. See you somewhere down the line.
Good morning, everyone. This is
Tanya.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Tanya as I'm running out of here to get to a networking event. But I too just wanted to take the opportunity publicly to say happy birthday to Jerome. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and I'm telling you, as sure as I'm speaking this morning, almost 28 years ago, December will be 26 years that we are married, and we dated for 2 years. It is a second marriage for the both of us, but I always tell people after I make that statement, when you get on God's page, he will redeem the time, and I'm blessed today that he literally found me. Literally, he found me. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and I'm blessed because of it, and I was blessed financially just to be in a position to be a part of the marriage advance, the retreat that we went to down. We stayed at the Gaylord Hotel Resort, which was fabulous, down in National Harbor, Maryland. Our God, we are heirs and joint heirs, so our Father's, you know, has more than enough money, so thank you, Jesus. And just to see Jerome growing into the man of God, we all desire, I desire to grow up into my full salvation in Christ Jesus, and just to see him growing each and every day more in the things of the Lord, and being LCD, as we say in our church, leading me, covering me and discipling me. It's just a blessed thing. So I'm wishing my husband a very, very happy birthday, and I know God's going to give him many more because I'm going to 120, and I know the Lord's going to have him come with me. So many, 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 many more happy birthdays, honey. I love you so, so, so much. And I just thank you for the godly example that you are, for the man that you are. And I'm just so blessed that he is he's mine, and I'm keeping him. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Amen, amen, amen. Jump right on in, anybody. Anybody jump, just jump
good
in.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to share the brother Norwood up. because he did wish me a happy birthday on mine. This is a couple months ago, and I'm glad to see another year, so I'm quite sure he is too, because the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, and a good man with his birthday is almost the same. He's looking to see a brighter days, blessings that he have never seen before, and continue on serving God and his family and those who love the word of God. So I just say happy birthday to you, and like myself, I wish you see many, many more.
Amen, amen.
And I'm Brother Dave, Deacon Richardson, and Gwendolyn and David Richardson, and George, my grandson, who spoke today, which also you spoke very well, Jordan, not leaving Norman for his birthday and all. But may this be a great day to everyone. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And it will be. Amen. God bless you, Brother Richardson. Amen. Amen. Has
good
anyone
morning.
Spoken?
Good
morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. May God bless you on your birthday. And may he pour his favors upon you on this wonderful day that you were born. May he give you strength and courage to come overcome all obstacles and adversities in your way, you and Tanya's way. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed union. Blessed family. Blessed life. In Jesus' name. May Jesus Christ continue to bless you abundantly and to keep you safe in his loving care. And that's my prayer for you today. Enjoy your day with Sister Tanya, with that lady of elegance. Have a good day. Peace and grace.
God bless you, and Sister Thurman. Amen. 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 Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone at Stratford, Jerome, his lovely wife, this wonderful man and woman of God. I just thank you so much for the many uplift prayers and encouragement you have given to my family, especially me and David, 22 years together, knowing each other for 35. And ain't nothing like being married. Like God say, I always say this over and over again, a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. How do a man know his own ways when he don't know the ways of Christ? So my brother, God bless you with many, 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 many more for your birthday and everything else, no matter what it is. From the very top of your head to the crown of soul, your feet, you are blessed. You are anointed. I hear you. I hear your wife. I hear so many good things coming off this prayer line itself and so many other things. And Brother Tyrone, and oh, the names is endless. And I know you're going to have a beautiful birthday, because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So God bless you with everything that you say, everything that you do, wherever you go. God will be with you, always with you and your family. And I thank you so much to be a part of this family also, in Jesus' wonderful name. And to God be the glory. Sister Gwendolyn Richardson, with great love. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
You also.
Amen.
Wait a minute.
To God be the glory.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Deacon Jerome. Deacon Norwood. Good morning. God bless you on this special day, the day that he set apart just for you. I say happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday. God knows that you have picked a jewel. You and your jewel, I know you will have a blessed, special birthday. God bless you, and bless you many, many more. In Jesus' name. Sister Dolly, God bless you, and I love you guys. Especially
Amen.
Your wife, Norwood. Awesome. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
amen,
you.
Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen. I touch and agree with every word that went forth. We need more men like you.
Good morning.
I believe our Heavenly Father would come on and get us. Just thanking and praising God. I've been in your presence, you and your wife, and it's a joy. You are examples for marriage couples, and I say the best is yet to come. That the steps of the righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So keep on, hallelujah, allowing him to order your footsteps. The best is yet to come. Happy, happy birthday to you. And we definitely thank God for your wife as well. God bless you. Minister Martin.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Martin. Amen. All right, all right, all right. That's everybody this morning.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Happy birthday. Have the best birthday you ever had. God bless you and your wife. Thank God for your ministry you have together. Let it be it is a blessing to people. Blessing to people. And God anoint you even the more. God anoint you both even the more. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Your special day. Your special day. God, heaven smile upon you. God bless. Joanne.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Brothers. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for all the beautiful birthday wishes. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let brotherly love continue. Amen. And I'm telling you, my heart is smiling. Amen. Hallelujah. Just starting with our brother, amen, Jordan, and then moving on up, amen, to the seniors. Amen. Hallelujah. With Brother Norwood. Just a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Right on up to Father God. Amen. So we want to thank God for each and every one. Amen. Hallelujah. And so everybody have a good day. Amen. And we'll meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing. Amen. And if not, we'll be back tomorrow morning giving God praise, glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.